Welcome to Minute Impossible. It's Friday. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Pete.
And I'm Doug.
Ray.
Scott.
Ray.
All right, it's minute 100. Guys, we have made it to triple digits.
Nice.
Yay.
We have now done, okay, give me a second, 218 episodes.
God damn it.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Are you mad or happy?
No, that's like an amazing milestone.
Amazing.
amazing milestone.
It's an amazing mahjong.
My deep dough.
You sound like those people that work at a pizza, Ethiopian pizza place or whatever the hell that was.
Oh, man, that would be
like
good.
He was from New Orleans.
Oh, I would love Ethiopian pizza.
That's Doug Ray talking here.
Actually, that does sound good. Ethiopian pizza would just be like a bunch of like vegetables and goo on it. Be awesome.
And they'd use that injera bread like they use.
Have you ever eaten Ethiopian food, Doug?
No.
Oh,
Ethiopian food is
amazing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But it's all like paste, like it's all made in like a stew. Like, so it's like if you eat meat, it's like beef and like a soupy, and they eat on the jira bread. Yeah. Pete's talking about jira bread is the greatest.
You don't use utensils. You just use the bread to pick everything up.
And jira bread is not like normal bread because it actually dries your fingers out because it's so like
ready,
unleavened.
Yeah. It's like the spongy stuff.
Like
it's
a matzah?
No, it's not hard. It's soft.
It's like super spongy and soft.
They're like brown napkins, and you think, oh, you brought me a plate of brown napkins. You're like, no, that's jira bread. Use it to eat your food. You're like, awesome.
No shit.
Ethiopian food's fantastic. Yeah. I know in New Jersey, that's probably not a thing because they can't put like beef and cheese all over it. But
no, I mean, we have pork roll. Italiano stuff here.
Hey, look at me. I'm eating the winter bread. My name is Greenberg. I'm Jewish? Question mark.
I'm Jewish.
We're back with Doug and Pete.
Pete,
thank
welcome.
You guys for coming.
Welcome,
and
Pete.
Being.
Pete, it's great having you.
Hey, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
It's not your show. Shut up.
Yeah, but you kind of gave me the shaft there, Jonathan. So thank you, Doug.
Yeah, you're welcome, Pete.
You're giving me the shaft.
Welcome, Captain Positivity.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Doug.
No wonder your grandfather ran over you. Or your uncle, excuse me.
No, it was my grandfather.
It was a grandfather. Right,
good on him.
It's my uncle shot me.
This minute begins with Ambrose pointing a gun at McCloy and ends with a mask rip.
I don't know if Pete's serious about that.
I don't know either. I'm just going to keep moving forward.
Okay, carry on.
That's
your,
okay, thanks.
It's your show.
No. You just keep introducing my guests and talking to them. That's fine. Let's talk about this minute. This is a minute where Ethan dies.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And John C. McCloy is again flabbergasted that anything violent is happening.
He's like, I'm a businessman.
I'm in the business of making money, not shooting people in the leg.
I'm more horrified at Brendan Gleeson's reaction to having a gun pointed at his face.
It almost makes you feel sad because you're like,
yes.
Brendan Gleeson would bite the end off that gun.
Yes.
Yeah.
He would bite the end off and be like, try it again.
Yeah.
He'd rip Doug Ray's arm off and beat him with it.
It's yep. Doug Ray.
Do we know that's Brendan yes, Gleeson, though? Do we not know that? Could that be the accountant wearing a mask?
Clem?
I've got a John C. McCloy mask. I'm going to put it on. Oh, God, he's pointing a gun at me.
The real John C. McCloy is at the
Lord
bio
heaven.
Site watching.
This whole time, John C. McCloy is like, ha ha.
This is the real McCloy ploy.
Huh? It's a McCloy.
Yeah.
John C. McCloy. I'm in the business of making ploys. He tells him, he's like, this is where we finally get that the scene we were talking about, the line we were talking about last minute. This is where I get my gun off.
Sit down.
He shoots Ethan a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
10.
I actually counted them. All right, Doug, I know you did this too. Did you count the amount of bullets? And then did you look on the IMFDB to see if that clip holds that many bullets?
Ooh, no, I did not.
I did.
Some bitch.
It does.
It does.
It sucked. Unfortunately.
Counting
yes.
the leg
that he
shot
has
too?
Is a 9-shot clip.
Nine.
So he shoots him
at 10 times.
What?
10 times. So one in the chamber?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because when it clicks back, does that mean you have one left? Because when he's done, it's spent. It seems like it, like the... Mm-hmm. Okay, Doug, you have to help me with this. The top of the gun that pulls backwards, that's like it's done.
The slide.
What's that? Fine.
Slide.
The slide. Look, Pete and I are very simple people. We do not like guns.
Pizza
or being hit, automobiles. Hit by cards.
You live in Chicago. You should know better.
That's the Chicago way. I've got many a gun, but I don't own them.
Okay.
Yeah, that is the Sphinx AT-2000.
Oh, Where's this one from?
South Africa.
Let's go with it's from
Sphinx, Egypt.
Wakanda. I don't know. I don't like talking about the guns because I feel like I'm giving the guns too much credit, yeah. I guess. I don't know. I'm just not a gun person. Guns freak me out.
All right. So you're saying that the magazine holds 9 and he shoots him 10 times.
Did he shoot him 10 or 9?
I count to 10.
Does that count? Does that include the leg?
Whatever it is, it's the right amount.
Does that include the leg shot?
Oh. No, it does not.
Then that's impossible because it's not
Mission Impossible.
It's not shotgun impossible.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah, it's Mission Impossible because he shoots him once in the leg and then shoots him 9 more times.
Good call, Peter.
Thank you.
Pete, that is a wonderful observation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Doug.
Like a cop to miss the shot.
another wonderful observation that our host missed. The Sphinx is a Swiss-made gun.
Ooh. Just like the bank where they transferred the money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe you get the gun if you transfer $30 million.
That's what they were waiting for the gun to download.
It transfers complete. This little like register opens like a cash register, and there's a gun, and it's like, yay, I got the gun.
It's a quest.
I've completed the quest. He shoots him a ton of times. And it's funny because Ethan's under the hero light at this moment.
Yep.
So you think he's going to be okay. Again, Doug, they have cheated us by putting him under the light that the person who has the most power in the scene is under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a spoon-fed, you idiot, observationists.
Yep.
Viewers, you're dumb. This was a surprise, though. The wide-eyed Ethan face before he shoots him. The shots to the chest, up until this part, you're like, okay, the hero is going to find his way out. The helicopter is going to blow a hole in the side of the building and save Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going to happen to save Ethan.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, Ethan's getting blown away. You're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Just like, you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I mean,
there's no more talking, no more grandstanding, no more, Ethan, I'm going to tell you my plan before I kill you.
Yeah. What are you thinking as the viewer? Is he wearing a bulletproof vest?
That's what I thought.
Movie's over. Yeah. Movie's over. That's what I was thinking.
Bulletproof vest or movie's
over? We're done with this podcast. I don't have to do anything. He lived? God damn it.
There's how many movies? What?
No. What? They're doing 2 more. They've become more popular?
How?
After this one? And the third? Yeah, I remember seeing this in the theater with an audience constantly because I would always come in and check the theater when this was running, when I was managing, and the audiences were always shocked at that moment. They were always shocked that he was getting shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you're thinking, okay, now what? How does he get shot? Is it a fake gun? Is Doug Ray in on it? What's happening?
Exactly. They're thinking every other possibility except for the mask, which is hilarious to me. And then when the second they see that finger, they're like, oh, you can all hear the collected gasp. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we named that the His Hubu.
His Hubu.
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 It's Hubu.
It's a Hubu.
Which I may say is very tightly and beautifully wrapped.
Still, the guy knows gauze.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's almost like it was tailored. to his finger. That thing is
Don't forget that Hubu is literally just the tiniest tip of his finger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of gauze.
Well, there's that deleted sequence where Ambrose and Hugh are delicately wrapping his finger.
Yeah.
Me?
Hugh! Stamp and Ambrose are delicately wrapping his finger for him. Yep.
Look, I'm going to go encase myself in denim. Why don't you go put on a bunch of gauze?
Exactly.
I know you guys have discussed this, but getting the tip of your finger clipped off is very, what's that when you can feel it? When you can see visceral? It, but you can also visceral. Very visceral. Like that, just that.
Pete, how many times did your grandfather cut your finger off?
That was not my grandfather.
Was that your other uncle?
Another relative. My goddamn grandmother. She was after my fingers. Well, that's my grandfather. His uncle shot him.
She had a collection of fingers in the house.
Wait, Pete, are you a vampire? Are people trying to kill you all the time?
He's got a knife lodged in his back right now.
What we don't realize is that Pete actually found the Holy Grail. He's been living for centuries.
Son of a bitch, I knew it!
Yeah, I've got my camera on. I just don't show up.
You're dressed very strangely for a podcast guest. Take a drink of my whiskey.
You chose wisely.
Oh, yeah, you chose
wisely. Yeah, I remember back when I first saw this movie, and I was...
You mean yesterday? Like yesterday? What are you talking about?
Like 2 days ago. But I was a bit surprised. I think I caught on while he was shooting, but when he started shooting, I was like, oh, he's got to be wearing a vest.
I wish there was video of you. I know there's not because you cover your video camera like a jerk. But I wish there was video of you like watching it going, huh. That's like your whole reaction. Like, huh.
You know, though.
Did you watch it on TV?
No, I watched it. I watched it on my laptop.
Ah, the way it's meant to be seen.
Yep.
I think probably the knee-jerk reaction is, for people who know that there's more Mission Impossible movies after this, is he's wearing a bulletproof vest.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. Well, why wouldn't you think that? You're like, yeah. And then when he gets close, he's not going to be like, surprise, headbutt.
Yeah, and I remember the first time I saw it, I thought the same thing. I thought, oh, he's got to be wearing a vest, or there's something in his, you know, he's got something covered or whatever, and then he's going to be a big surprise. Right. But, but it was a big surprise, just different.
You know? Yeah,
because you can come back from a gunshot in the leg, right? But
I don't know.
Are you asking
tell
us?
Me, Doug.
But 10 chest shots, probably not.
You can get hit by a Buick Skylark and you're fine.
Who says I'm fine?
Who says he's fine?
Yeah, he might come back and want to do podcasts minute by minute. We don't know. He's definitely unhinged. Pete was never the same after that.
Yeah, I was hinged.
I watched
until
that
I was
movie
eight.
Called Pete Cemetery. Where he comes back and he's just not right. Pete died that day.
You'd be watching it now if I had a camera.
Well, I would be, but you're a pervert, so you don't have a camera.
You got 4 layers of tape over that thing, just so Big Brother ain't watching.
It's like me and the gauze.
You and the gauze.
The guys or the gauze?
The gauze. The gauze over my camera. I have one note. This was I did not care for this movie, I will say, but I loved as a child, and I still do, Scooby-Doo. And this was the most Scooby-Doo moment in a movie I think I've ever seen.
Oh, with the mask.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see.
Oh, when he sees his finger, and Chris is right, the whole audience goes, oh, like they touch each other. Like they actually put their hands out to the people on the left and the right. Oh, he's not dead.
That's the moment for Ambrose as well.
Yeah,
right there when he sees the finger. Right.
Yeah. Do you think? Does this is the audience member? Does this make you feel smart? Like that you recognize the finger too? Does everyone in the audience kind of feel good
Doug
about themselves?
Felt really smart when he saw this. He's like, I figured it out.
So smart,
little Doug. Hey, I figured it out. I don't know why I sound like this.
How do you know my internal voice?
That's me, little Doug. Hey, how you doing? I'm a new voice. I'm a new voice on the show.
He sounds like Tommy Paramount took some helium.
Oh, hell, everybody.
As long as you don't call me Doug Ray.
Scott. I am little Doug Ray.
Son of a bitch.
Someday I'm going to be a cop. I'm going to work the night shift. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, don't do it, little Doug. Don't do it.
I'm going to get a blue belt and something. I don't know what that means.
Don't do it.
Oh, well, Doug Ray would totally write a song about working the night shift.
Oh, working on a night shift. Yep. Doug Ray definitely works a night shift. That is the most Springsteen Jersey thing that you can work. Yeah, that's awesome.
We are working man
Doug,
shift.
Doug, we're happy for your service. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are very welcome.
This is a pretty straightforward minute. So let's move into tech of the app and we can talk about it because there's lots of fun stuff in this minute. Everybody get their gun off and we'll meet you in the tech of the app. Other than wearing my t-shirt, which would have been nice if you'd worn my t-shirt, Doug, is that when you sing the song, the Tech of the App song, I love it when guests sing the Tech of the App song. That makes me so happy that that stupid piece of music that I bought is totally worth it. From pawn5.com. Give me a little money, pawn5, for promoting you.
I hope by five you mean like 5 cents.
No, it's pawn5. That's the name of the...
Yeah,
isn't that what Spock goes through?
Yeah, I was about to say that same thing.
Pawn 5.
Yeah.
Well, when you go through Pawn 5, you get really horny.
but Pawn 5 is every 5 years as opposed to 7, right?
I mean, Pete's going through right now. He's got his camera masked. Don't look at me. I'm a monster.
I'm going to go up and wake my wife up after this.
God, please don't.
Going to sing the Doug Ray song.
I may run my wife over later. Pete has inspired me.
Buick?
Yeah. Oh, well, I got to go buy a Buick. Do they make those anymore? They exist as cars? All right, we're in Tech of the App. Can you smell the difference?
Not really.
It's manly. Right.
It smells like sweat. It smells like flop sweat. It smells like gauze, actually, dirty gauze. Let's do it with Doug first.
I want to nominate the finger wrap because that is miraculous.
It's a great turn on this scene.
I've had many a fingertip injury and I'm never able to wrap it correctly with band-aids or gauze. And that's just
the trick is to over wrap.
But this right here looks like like it was tailored.
Yeah.
To
like
wrap
a cap.
His exact finger. Beautiful, beautiful finger wrap.
Why are his hands so dirty?
Because
they didn't add makeup to his hands. Why is he so dirty?
Because there was an explosion, man.
He was rolling grenades.
And the dirt got under his nails? I assume he was clean when he went into
that
place.
He was a very clean person, too. He seems very kind of, you know, OCD about his cleanliness.
Yeah, he does.
That's what I'm wondering, because if you look at Hugh is a few... Few is very clean and Feethan is very dirty. It just seems like Chris, add this to the list of things that he probably had in there. He probably had some sort of theatrical makeup.
Exactly.
So he could like add it.
Well, he had that Zoolander pack, that Zoolander makeup, you know, that he looks
that makes you look all scruffy.
Exactly.
So does he have like a little Q-tip and he's putting a little dirt under the fingernails?
This is while he's looking him in the eyes. Yeah. He's taking his underwear off.
I got the black lung. Sorry.
Was that also one of the Doug Greenberg original voice?
That was a Zoolander.
That's nice. That's not bad.
Cut that out.
You absolutely can't cut that out now.
Stay in it now. Once you say it, stays in. Pete, what about you?
It's got to be the Scooby-Doo mask.
Scooby-Doo mask. Yep. It's the last mask of the movie.
By the way, damn you for cutting this minute off. I know you go by minute premise, like right before the reveal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't get it. Oh, yeah. Next week gets it.
Oh, bastards.
You get nothing. We're edging you in this episode. You get nubbin'. So, yeah, you get literally the tease, the biggest tease ever. What about you, Chris?
I was going to go with the duct tape that's tying up Feuthan's arms.
Feuthan.
Feuthan.
That's when Hugh and Ethan have sex. It's Feuthan.
Feuthan. Well, next week we get to Futhen, you know.
If you have the rubber mask from Futhen and the rubber mask from Few have like start kissing, like if you hold the mask like they're puppets, that's Futhen.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good duct tape job.
Yeah, it's a very good duct tape job.
Yeah.
And it makes me go, he didn't have him tied up when he was dressing him. He had to dress him and then tie him up.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
So he had to lovingly take off his underpants.
Right? Oh, God. Yeah.
Actually, these masks would, like, couldn't he just smell them when they walked in the room like two guys are wearing a lot of latex?
Pete, you're putting a lot on these guys' like perceptions. I don't know. These can't you just like, tell when they walk in that they're, by their gait they're not the same person? Can't you tell that they smell like latex? What an odd.
I always worry that for some reason, I don't know why, but these masks are going to start melting after 99 minutes because it makes me think of Darkman.
Darkman, yeah. I mean, Doug always smells like latex. Don't you remember that? My tech of the ep is the hero light because this is the last moment. The hero light goes away as we see Ethan's face after he's been shot. And Ambrose comes to the realization that he is dead and that he's actually not dead. He is wearing a mask. I love that he goes right for the mask.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, if he's got the finger, he's definitely wearing a mask. so good.
Even
and then it
what? Even Hugh's like happy face is just like a thin-lipped smile. There's nothing like really, I don't know, man. Like you shoot your adversary, like you think your adversary's dead. Wouldn't you have like a really?
You mean Ambrose?
What did I say?
You said Hugh.
Hugh?
It's not he. It's no, Ambrose.
I'm sorry. I meant Doug Ray.
Doug Ray.
Doug Ray.
Scott.
Doug Ray.
Okay. Oh, you mean he's not like as happy as he was 1 minute ago?
I think he should be a lot happier.
I agree. But now he's not happy because he just saw the finger.
Yeah.
The hoo-boo.
Yeah.
The hoo-boo.
Yeah, I said hoo-boo.
You said hoo-boo. It's not a hoo-boo. It's a hoo-boo.
It's a doo-boo.
Hoo-boo.
It's a Doug Gray hoo-boo.
Exactly.
It's a now we're just talking gibberish. Hoo-boo.
Pete, I'm sorry you had to be on the show.
Gibberish. That's why none of us have been on the Indiana Jones thing yet.
Yeah, tell me about it. None of us have been on.
Pete is a bona fide podcaster, and you bring him on for this.
Doug has been on.
None of us Mission Impossible boys have been on.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. No, it's all fine.
You guys
fine,
were
Pete,
you were going to be on it. We'd already talked about that until today.
Where we go? We lost it?
Uh-oh.
What happened?
They're going to stick us on the crystal
skull. Oh, man, we're going to get Crystal Skull. Pete. Well, I already asked. I asked, can we have Crystal Skull because there's nothing left?
Yeah, you got Crystal. That's what we got.
Hey, Pete, we'll talk off air about
these guys. Oh, I know we're getting freaking mutt minutes.
Mutt minutes.
Hopefully monkey, some Tarzan yelling.
Vine swinging.
God, oh, it's going to be vine swinging monkey.
We get the monkeys with the
ant-eating God.
The monkeys with the Wolverine hair.
Don't get me started. I'm already mad about the spot that we may have just lost. I'm already mad about it.
It's nothing but Shia minutes, man. Nothing but Shia minutes.
Oh, God. Just kill me now. All right. Well, this is a great place to end. We'll end this week. This week has been fantastic. You guys have been great. We've made a lot of new things. We never thought to call him Doug Ray.
Scott.
So we're super happy that you've come up with a new bit already in our final minutes as we're starting to wrap up this movie. As we wrap up this episode, let's talk about your guys' podcast. You both do one. Pete, I'm going to give you another chance to promote your podcast. It's a little podcast. Not everyone knows about it. You should probably tell them and be succinct and very specific.
Yes, I was on an entire week of the Rocky Minute.
God damn it.
No, RockyMinute.com.
It's like he thinks no one listens to these plugs and don't care what they say.
No, I'm trying to give a shout out to my very good buddy, Doug.
All right.
I appreciate that, pal.
And I'm from the Indiana Jones Minute, where you can find Doug as well. And next season, perhaps Jonathan and Chris.
God damn it. I'm mad right now. He's holding out like a carrot. Doug, what about you?
I am from a podcast called Rocky Minute. We cover the Rocky movies 1 minute at a time, just like these jerks do with Mission Impossible.
If you guys want to hear a really great Rocky 2 minute, listen to minute 1 through 5.
Yeah, it was.
Chris isn't on it, but it's still good because I'm on it.
I would love to have Chris appear on Rocky Minute 3.
I would love to be on Rocky Minute 3.
Hell yeah.
I love Rocky 3.
Well, Chris, I picked these minutes 3 years ago. So,
well, if we get to Rocky 4, any sort of montage in Rocky 4, I'm all for
Chris,
that.
Guess what part I picked in Rocky 3?
What's his name? Apollo and Rocky running in the
Oh, we didn't even talk about it. Yes. You already know. exact minutes that I picked.
Yes.
The greatest love story ever told.
The greatest.
Hell exactly. Yeah. Two guys in short shorts running around in the frickin' ocean.
And they're things, you know, flopping about.
Yep. If we ever go to San Francisco, this is going to be Doug and Pete running around in the freaking ocean like maniacs.
You can do that in Portland.
Oh yeah, we're definitely doing that in Portland. Everybody buy short shorts in primary colors, please.
Well, if anybody wants to find that stuff, we are featured on duelinggenre.com. Where Jonathan has appeared in Rocky 2, minutes 1 through 5. Chris has yet to appear.
And at the end with my kid.
Oh, yes, don't you forget. Did. You did a minute with your son.
I brought young Ben. I have the youngest. We have the youngest MXM podcaster ever, my son, who is a huge Rocky fan.
That's correct. Awesome. And you guys did an amazing job.
He did a great job. I just...
No, I'm honored that your son is taking the Rocky franchise into a new generation. But my good friend Pete has appeared on both seasons of Rocky Minute for a full week, and he knocked it out of the park, as always.
Oh, thank you, Doug.
Pete is a gentleman and a scholar.
Stop.
And Jonathan hates the love fest. He wants to George and Rob...
Yeah,
headbutting. He wants the, you know, the, like the two Rams, punches. Like the two Rams.
I'll take the love fest over that stuff. Man.
Thank you, Chris. Our podcast is featured on duelinggenre.com, and you can follow us, or you can find us on any podcatcher that there is out there. I don't know.
Great, good job. You wrapped.
See, I
up
like
great.
These guys because they can't. I can't do the plugs either.
Chris, do our plugs.
I don't know where we're at. Where are we?
Thank you.
I know we're on Twitter.
Possible, maybe. I don't know.
Twitter, Instagrams, and Facebooks.
Yes.
And,
yep. Yes.
Impossible Minute Force, Instagram at MinuteImpossible.com.
iTunes.
And at MIN.
Oh, sorry. It's not going to be iTunes anymore. It's going to be Apple Podcasts.
Right. Apple Podcasts. Come on, man. Get with it.
Google Podcasts.
Google Podcasts. Actually, you can find us anywhere. You can actually ask Alexa if she will play the most recent episode of Mission Impossible. Minute Impossible. We will show up.
Awesome. Hey, Alexa. I don't have an Alexa.
You don't have an Alexa. Stop yelling at that. It's going to make mine go off.
I'm trying to figure out what's the deal. Alexa, she's where are you? Play it.
She's a saucy wench.
Alexa, set my alarm for 4 a.m. What do you want?
I'm sorry. I'll tell my job. I'm sorry. My Alexa didn't set my alarm.
All right, everyone, be quiet. And I'll tell everyone's Alexa who's listening. Alexa, play the most recent episode of Minute Impossible podcast. Perfect. All right, now everyone's screwed. Oh my god!
You asked for
Alexa. Stop. Mine is so. Oh, she's playing music. Holy crap! She's playing our theme song. Listen. Until next week, we'll see you guys for 101. I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Pete.
And I've been Doug.
Ray.
Ray.
Scott. Ray.
This minute, we'll self-destruct.
Pete, watch out for that car.